The victory is in your mouth. The authority is in your mouth. The salvation is in your mouth. The deliverance is in your mouth. The power is in your mouth. Your future from this day is bright, is good in Jesus' name. Because now the word is in your mouth. What will become is now in your mouth. Whatever happens to you is now in your mouth. If you will say, if you will declare, if you will proclaim, in fact, if you will decree, it will be done. It's in your mouth. Your victory is in your mouth. Your success is in your mouth. And your dominion is in your mouth. Your deliverance is in your mouth. Your freedom is in your mouth. Because you will decree a thing. We are kings in the sight of the Lord.
Let me ask you a question. If passing through a street corner, you see a preacher standing in front of a banner reading quotation from the book of Jude. Jude is the Jude is the second to the last book in the Bible. You see a preacher standing in front of a banner reading earnestly content for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Jude chapter 1 verse 3. How could you possibly have suspected that such a preacher would fit in into the warnings of the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 24, verse 24, where Christ warned that there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, in so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Let me rephrase my question. If you are walking in a neighborhood and you chance to come to a street corner and you find somebody holding a Bible, preaching, and standing in front of a banner reading that you must earnestly contend for the faith that was once given to the saints, could you possibly have suspected that that preacher was not preaching the faith given to the saints? Would you? Ordinarily, this is somebody standing in front of a banner reading earnestly contending for the faith once given to the saints. How would you have thought that the person is not going to teach you anything about the faith of the saints? How will a man have suspected that what the preacher will be talking about will have nothing whatsoever to do with the faith of the Bible? What level? I really don't know. As a human being, how would I have thought that the preacher is teaching nothing apart from witchcraft would do. The Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 24, verse 24, said something that most human beings, even Christians, will generally discount. That if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. If anybody is going to deceive the very elect, one thing the average human being will never do is thinking that the deceiver will be somebody who from afar is telling everybody that he's only going to teach the faith given to the saints. That is the last person you will ever think will teach anything apart from the faith of the Bible. And in actual fact, this person makes it a fetish, almost. Telling you that he's the only one that teaches the total Christianity of the total Bible. That he does not teach anything apart from what the Bible actually teaches. And here he is standing in front of a banner, reading earnestly contending for the faith.
Once delivered to the saints, how would you have thought that much of the words that will come out of the mouth of the person of such sort will actually be witchcraft? How would you have thought? How would a man have thought that much of the teachings of somebody like Mr. Kumuyi is pure witchcraft? Nothing but undiluted witchcraft. The teaching that miracles can be generated from the mind of a human being, that miracles are generated from the mouth, that you only need to say it. When you see somebody standing behind a banner of Jude on contending for the faith, I don't know how, humanly speaking, you would think, how humanly speaking, it will ever cross your mind that it's witchcraft the man teaches. It's so sad that hundreds of thousands of people who have never known the Lord Jesus Christ, some of them following this man for more than 40 years, they've increased in witchcraft, in superstition. And the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ had been removed far, far from them. How will a man have suspected that somebody standing in front of a banner of Jude, verse 3 and verse 4, actually works for Satan? If anybody does not see, if you don't see that it takes the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ to open your eyes to see that what Mr. Kumuyi teaches is witchcraft, dotted here and there with some clear Bible passages. But basically, it's witchcraft. The foundation, the basis, the backbone of his teaching is witchcraft. If you don't see that, I must plead with you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you go somewhere and you beg the Lord until he answers your prayer. If anybody ever thinks that Mr. Kumuyi teaches anything apart from witchcraft, then the person is in danger. You are in danger. Your eternity, your soul is in danger. If you, by any stretch of the imagination, your heart still deceives you that Mr. Kumuyi teaches anything less than, other than barefaced witchcraft, then I must plead with you that you go and seek the Lord Jesus Christ until he hears your prayer, until you are in a position to know the difference between the earthworm and the carpet viper, until you can hear words from the mouth of a man and distinguish those words from the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you cannot get the difference between what Mr. Kumuyi teaches and what the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ taught, clearly written in the Bible, I must warn you that you are in serious danger. You are in serious, very, very grave danger, eternal danger. If any human being can't see that what Mr. Kumuyi teaches essentially, that they are opposed, they are not connected to the Lord Jesus Christ as revealed in the Bible, if you can't see that the man basically teaches witchcraft, occultism, the idea that power, spiritual power, is essentially in your mouth, and you only need to say it and miracles will start happening. If you can't see that that is a teaching from the covens.
You only need to somehow pinch yourself a little. Wake yourself up that the Lord Jesus Christ, being God, knew much more than your little mind can fathom. That the Lord Jesus Christ, in causing it to be written in the Bible, in Matthew 24, verse 24, that the elect will be in danger. The elect, even the elect, will be in danger of being misled and deceived. Otherwise, he wouldn't have caused that to be written in Matthew 24:24. You need to pinch yourself that Christ, being God, knew what was going to be. Otherwise, there's no way a human being ordinarily would have thought Mr. Kumuyi teaches anything apart from what he professes. Because right from afar, the man professes nothing But the faith once given to the saints, everyone for the last 50 or so years in Nigeria had been told that Mr. Akumuyi and his Deeper Life Christian Bible or Bible whatever, that they teach nothing but the faith of the saints of the Bible. Not even the saints of old, of the Bible. If therefore somebody like me should stand up before you, make up a video and ask you to begin to listen, to begin to reason, to begin to use your own brain, your sense, to pray and listen to the words coming out of the mouth of Mr. Akumuyi, and see if such words can ever be found in the Bible. If the Bible supports what Mr. Akumuyi teaches, what you would normally do, and this is what virtually everyone has been doing by instinct, is to dismiss me. No, who is this person? Where has this one come from? What has he done? And by doing that, by not prayerfully picking your Bible, listening to the Lord Jesus Christ, listening to Mr. Akumuyi, and weighing the words coming out of Mr. Akumuyi's mouth with the teachings of the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ written in the Bible, with the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ, with the teachings of the prophets of the Old Testament, by you dismissing my call for you to pick your Bible and check it offhand, you are dismissing God's warning for you to steer yourself offhand. You are opening yourself up to dangers beyond what a human being can think about. Because the God of the Bible asks Christians to test every spirit of anyone coming before you, saying that he has things to say about God. The God of the Bible asks you to test every spirit, to put every spirit, to try every spirit, to put every spirit on trial. The God of the Bible asks every human being to set up a court in his mind. Yes, that's what God asks you to do. To set up a court, and put yourself in the position of judge, so that you might judge whatever that spirit says. That is applicable to what you hear from my mouth. I'm only telling you that because that word is spoken by God himself, it's also applicable to what you hear from the mouth of Mr. Akumuyi. The average person watching this is in danger. You are in danger of pushing away warnings from God to do what God asks every human being to do. Pick the Bible. Prayerfully listen to the words coming out of the mouth. Close your eyes. Close your mind from the idea that any human being is a man of God. Any human being is an intermediary, is sent by God. Stop hero worshiping. Pick the Bible. Listen to the words coming out of the mouth of Mr. Akumuyi. Compare the words coming out of the mouth of Mr. Kumoyi to the words that Paul wrote, to the words that Peter wrote, to the words that James wrote, to the words that Jude wrote, to the words that John wrote, to the words that Christ taught. It's not really that difficult. The moment you do the will of God, the moment you prayerfully take your Bible and start listening, to know that the man standing in front of the banner, reading, earnestly contending for the faith, once delivered to the saints, is actually teaching nothing of the sort. Is basically teaching witchcraft. Basically, sorcery and witchcraft. That Mr. Kumoyi is teaching nothing but the idea that miracles and powers are in the mouth of man. You only need to open it. Mr. Kumoyi is teaching nothing but the fact that he and his followers are Christ. May God help you as you watch this video. And preferably as you go on your knees, as you ask the Lord Jesus Christ to help you to see clearly that the words of Christ in Matthew chapter 24, verse 24 is applicable to Mr. Kumoyi. That Mr. Kumoyi and the deeper life do not represent Christ. They teach something very different from the faith once delivered to the saints.
The victory is in your mouth. The authority is in your mouth. The salvation is in your mouth. The deliverance is in your mouth. The power is in your mouth. Your future from this day is bright, is good in Jesus' name. Because now the word is in your mouth. What will become is now in your mouth. Whatever happens to you is now in your mouth. If you will say, if you will declare, if you will proclaim, in fact, if you will decree, it will be done.
Did you hear from Mr. Kumoyi where your victory, your power, your blessing, everything resides? Did you see the number of times that you hear the word your mouth, your mouth, your mouth? That is Mr. Kumoyi giving you what you could call a spiritual shorthand, equating your mouth, the mouth of God. That is what Mr. Kumoyi is doing in that short clips that you've just listened to. Since God created the universe by the words that came from his mouth, Mr. Kumoyi has been teaching his followers that since they themselves were created, so to speak, in the image of God, they too had something under their tongues by which they could have victory, they could have deliverance. Mr. Kumoyi even said that they could even have salvation simply by using their mouth. So it shouldn't be too difficult for you if I tell you that Mr. Kumoyi does not teach the salvation of the Bible, because the salvation of the Bible is not resident under anybody's tongue. It's of the Lord.
So you can just see that Mr. Kumuyi has succeeded in divorcing himself and his followers from the Lord God. He has totally divorced them from Christ. As sad as it is, I advise people to please exercise patience and listen more. Because Mr. Skumi has quite a few other things about how you achieve victory in life and how you retain victory. How you become successful. How you become powerful. By the use of your mouth. The only thing before we go far, that you must start asking yourself is the question that if what Mr. Kumuyi is saying were true, how come Peter, who actually physically related with God, physically related with God for 3 years, how come he didn't know it? How come Matthew never wrote things like that? How come Paul, to whom much of the New Testament was given to write, how come he didn't know? How come that Paul could only say of himself that he suffered many shipwrecks, a day and a night in the deep, beaten by the snake, thrown overboard the wall of Damascus, through the basket, in danger in the street, in danger in the bush, in danger on the high seas? How come Paul was beaten with rod so many times, led for dead so many times? How come Peter was crucified? How come Stephen was stoned to death? How come James was killed by Herod? If what Mr. Kumuyi is correct, you must quickly begin to ask yourself, how come John the Baptist never used his own mouth to ward off the soldiers of Herod coming for his head? How come John was banished to the island of Patmos, from where he wrote the book of Revelation? So exercise patience and let's listen more to how Mr. Kumuyi teaches witchcraft and occultism as the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ to the hundreds of thousands of people who have been deceived into thinking that it teaches Christianity.
It's in your mouth. Your victory is in your mouth. Your success is in your mouth. And your dominion is in your mouth. Your deliverance is in your mouth. Your freedom is in your mouth. Because you will decree a thing.
By implication, Mr. Kumuyi teaches that Paul, Peter, James, John, all the apostles, that they were foolish for not seeing that victory, success, dominion, deliverance, and even their freedom was hiding in their mouths. That's what Mr. Kumuyi is saying.
that all the saints of the Bible, all of them, that they were foolish. And he and the other word of faith preachers of 2020, they are the only ones who have now made this discovery. They are the only wise one. Since Peter and Paul and Matthew and John, since they were all foolish for not using their mouth to award themselves victory and success and dominion and deliverance and even freedom when they were clamped into jail. As I said, the reason why God is doing what he's doing through this work is simply to ask you to check your mind. That's all. It's just for you to check your mind. Because the Lord Jesus Christ says that those whose hearts are set towards God, towards doing the will of God, and I'm talking of John chapter 7 verse 17. If your mind is made towards knowing and doing the will of God, God will guide you to the truth. Those whose minds are set elsewhere, the Bible actually says that God, in book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, God himself will ensure that you are fully deceived, so that you are fully deluded. He will give you what the Bible calls strong delusion, so that you might be damned. Do you get that? So Mr. Akumuyi is saying the apostles were foolish because they just couldn't wake up to use their mouth to award themselves victory, success, dominion, deliverance, freedom, or salvation. All you need to, what I'm doing here is simply to let you know that what Mr. Akumuyi teaches has got nothing to do, no similarity at all, with what the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ and the prophets of the Old Testament, what they taught. So Mr. Akumuyi, like every other person who is in Pentecostalism, who calls himself miracle worker, is on his own. He's on his own. People who follow him can only follow him surely to hell. That one is your choice. And God is not going to force anybody to let go of whatever choice the person makes. What God does is to bring his words to your presence so that you might make the right decision. Did you hear again where Mr. Akumuyi located authority? The word of authority was in his mouth. Are you still having any problem accepting that what you are listening to was simply a witchcraft session, a session to teach people sorcery? Mr. Akumuyi continues to locate authority and power, not in God, not in the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know why anybody will say this is not damning. This is not a shock to him. He's locating it consistently. And Mr. Akumuyi is actually very consistent in identifying where authority and power, according to him, resides. To him, the Lord Jesus Christ is a sideshow, because he basically considers himself as a competitor, a rival of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's, if you listen to Kumi, that's the way he takes himself. So the Lord Jesus Christ, being the one having authority and power, according to the Bible, Mr. Kumi simply pushes him aside and locates authority and power in his own mouth. He's simply using this, his gullible audience, these people listening to him, he's simply using them for testing. He's simply feeding them what he knows they would like to hear. Yeah, it's me that is so powerful. I just didn't know. Did you hear that? I didn't know I had so much power and authority right inside of my mouth. That is what that wicked person, that's what this wicked man teaches people as the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Tonight you are going to say, if I had known this when I was younger, if I had known this in the past, see all that I went through. See all the baggage I carried with me, and see all the kind of harassment of the devil I carried with me when the word was in my mouth, the word of power, the word of authority.
Can you think of this man asking his followers to pray the prayer, the Lord's Prayer, that you have in the book of Matthew chapter 6? Thy will be done, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Can you? No, just try and think of that, so that you can see the utter difference between what Mr. Kumuyi teaches and what the Lord Jesus Christ taught. Can you think of him, or have you ever heard of him asking his followers to repeat the Lord's Prayer? The word of faith people don't pray the Lord's Prayer. It's not by accident. It's not out of oversight. It's not that they forget. It's just that it does not form part of what they teach. Because they can't see themselves praying, thy will be done, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. No. It's their own personal will that must transcend the will of the Almighty. That is it. So if you ask any of them, who is actually the person on the throne in your heart? No, just listen to Mr. Kumuyi and ask yourself that question. Who is the person on the throne in the heart of this man? I mean, you need to be deceiving yourself to put God's name or to put Christ's name there. Because Mr. Kumuyi does not recognize Christ. He does not recognize God. Therefore, you can see that what he teaches about salvation can only be fake. Because Mr. Kumuyi's salvation, and it's the same thing for all the Word of Faith people, what they teach, their salvation can only be fake, because it enthrones themselves as the ultimate authority. It's their mind that must rule, not the mind of God. The true salvation of the Bible removes self as the reigning monarch in the heart of a Christian, enthrones the Lord Jesus Christ as the object, the purpose of living,
and his will and the will of God the main purpose for life. The topic of this video, from which this video is being made, you can check it on the internet, is the ABC of moving mountain. You can listen to it. It's more than an hour. And you never hear anything about the glory, the majesty of the Lord Jesus Christ. Except where Mr. Akumuyi is teaching on how the Lord Jesus Christ will be exploited for him and his followers to realize whatever objective they have set for themselves. Therefore, their Christ only lives at their beck and call, because they are the master of their future, as you could hear from Mr. Akumuyi's mouth.
And I could have spoken, and I didn't speak, but from this day, I cancel bondage for my personal life. Say that, from this day. Say it aloud, from this day.
Can you fix Psalm 23 into that teaching? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Can you fix it into that, what you've just heard? No, you can't. Mr. Akumuyi's faith and hope is not based on an omnipresent and all-powerful, all-loving God taking care of him and his followers. His faith is based on what he says with his mouth. So when he forgets to use his mouth, he suffers. His mouth is the one that is protecting him. His mouth is the thing that is guarding him. And the devil therefore punishes him whenever he fails to make use of his mouth. No, that is not the faith of the Bible. The faith of the Bible is, thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, whose heart is stayed on thee, because he trusts on thee. That is the faith of Christianity. Mr. Akumuyi is not a Christian. He's not a Christian. A Christian's faith is not based on whatever he remembers to say with his mouth. No. Listen to him and check that faith. Just compare what he's saying with what even David, who was not a New Testament believer, what he wrote. You discover there are poles apart. Mr. Akumuyi is never a Christian. He's not a Christian. A Christian does not say, I suffer because I didn't use my mouth. No. You can't find that in the Bible. That is superstition. And those are teachings from the occult. This section, I'm going to use this section to highlight a few of those teachings. There are quite a few of them in the video, where Mr. Akumuyi is teaching blatant witchcraft as Christianity. God protects his children even when they are dumb. How about that? So what Akumuyi is saying is that for those that are dumb, even though they are believers, since they can't talk, how will they be protected? They can't even talk. If you are blind, you can't be protected, according to Akumuyi. So you can see, just try and isolate and identify the God that Akumuyi is talking about. You see, he's not the God of the Bible. He's talking about a strange God.
a God that only takes power from under his tongue, from his lips. That's not the God of Christianity. That's actually the other name for Satan. So Mr. Akumu is such Satan, basically.
So listen to him. Watch out and listen to the words coming out of his mouth. That's the instruction from the Lord Jesus Christ. Just listen to the words coming out of the mouth of each person. The mouth will betray the faith. What faith, if there's any, in the heart of the person?
I cancel bondage from my life, from this day to the future. Say that.
Did you hear that? From this day to the future. How long do you think that future was? No, the future was less than 4 days. Because in another four days, they must gather again in order to repeat the same enforcement, the same prayer. I mean, if you can call it prayer. In order to issue the same set of decrees, they are surely not prayers. Can you see the fake, the false beliefs from this day to the future? And is the one, I am the one granting myself the freedom, the victory, whatever. And of course, the future is only about 2 or 3 days after, because they must meet again. Deeper life must meet in another 3 or 4 days to repeat the same mantra, because it's all fake. It's all satanic.
I cancel every form of bondage out of my life, and it is done in Jesus' name.
Because of what? Because of what?
Because it is now in your mouth. The declaration, the decree is now in your mouth. The proclamation is now in your mouth. The power, the authority, the command, the anointing that breaks the yoke is now in your mouth. And then you cancel all bondage out of your future.
Did you get the answer from Mr. Akumuyi? Because it is now in your mouth. Mr. Kumuyi's God generally sleeps. If you don't declare things, when disaster comes near you, he would have slept off. He wouldn't remember to protect you. So, but now that it is in your mouth, you are sure of victory. You don't need anybody to tell you that you need to read 10 chapters of the book of Job. You need to read 30 of the book of John before you know that Mr. Akumuyi is talking about a God that you cannot find on the pages of the Bible. He's talking about a strange God.
Whatever it is to decree, no sickness, there'll be no sickness. No mountain, there'll be no mountain. Satan is paralyzed in your life. Satan is paralyzed in your life. Demons will not have any activity in your life, in your home. It is so in Jesus' name.
The Bible
in Revelation chapter 12 declares that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the testimony of their mouth. They overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb. Mr. Akumuyi is preaching, is teaching that you overcome by the decrees of your mouth. you should be able to put these two side by side and pick your choice, which one you think is in alignment with the mind of God.
It shall be done. It shall be done. It shall be done. Open your mouth and tell the Lord, whatever you need, whatever you want, whatever you say, it shall be done.
Sure. Issue your command. Issue your decree. Proclaim your decree to the Lord, and it shall be done.
Is that not the way Daniel
said his own prayers? Or Jeremiah, or Nehemiah, or Moses, or even the Lord Jesus Christ.
It shall be done. It shall be done. It shall be done. It shall be done. Pray like an authoritative person, like a conqueror, like a conqueror.
Is that not the way Daniel
said his own prayers? Or Jeremiah, or Nehemiah, or Moses, or even the Lord Jesus Christ.